AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. Hand clap. We appreciate your listenership always. Always here on AM 1220 KDOW. We're broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world, of course, and on iHeartRadio. And you can always listen live there on the online streaming 24/7. Just pull that KDOW.biz website up or download that app and listen live all the time. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call our wonderful 1-888-MY-SBC30, My Small Business Concierge 30. Welcome in. So let's talk about a business angle that I've never done before. In all my 12 plus years in radio, I've never addressed this particular angle. And there's some reasons why, but I thought it would be interesting to do. I think we need to kind of give our brains a little bit of an exercise today. So billion-dollar businesses that did not start with a business plan. And you know, out there that you've listened to my show, that I am a big business plan, business model, canvas, idea assessment kind of gal. And planning is a smart way to go. But there is an argument, or light argument, and maybe it's not even an argument. It's just that to me, it's kind of like college, right? Do you want to go to college after high school? Can you be successful if you don't go to college? Of course. Wildly successful. Does college help you plan and make different decisions in terms of your professional choices? Sure. Is there, if you don't go to college directly after high school, does that keep you from having professional work successes? No. Does not having a business plan keep you from making and generating revenue and income? No. No. And so these billion-dollar companies did not start with a business plan. And I have some thoughts about that in terms of just businesses in general, but just let's toy around with that. So I did a little bit of research just for fun. What companies, billion-dollar companies, started or did not have a business plan? And so Google started as a class project. And so there was no business plan. And so there's different reasons why there wasn't a business plan. In my world, we talk about when we're working with or seeking to work with aspiring entrepreneurs or businesses, or I don't know that I want to call them businesses quite yet, but the hobbyists, they're kind of doing some things that look similar to what could potentially be a business, but you're kind of a hobbyist. You're in your garage, or you're in your kitchen, or you're wherever you're doing whatever you're doing, tech stuff. And it could be a number of different things, right? That you're just kind of, hey, I've just kind of been doing this and didn't really have any plans to turn it into a billion-dollar business, right? So Google started with a class project at Stanford University in California. And now they're this wonderfully billion-dollar company. So for those of you out there that are, you know, in the tech community, now tech is interesting because it can have this whole nother life, this experimenting, right? So this class project, they're developing a search engine, right? They're getting, you know, that's ranking websites and all of this great stuff. And something happens. That magic happens. And all of a sudden, I can remember when Google, it's a painful, painful memory. I remember, do you guys remember when Google was trying to raise capital? This is before Google was the big thing. And their shares, they were like $5. Seriously, I don't know if you guys remember this. If you remember this, you know, just ping me or something. And I remember telling my husband, I'm like, hey, we ought to get in on this. My husband's risk adverse. And so we did not. And so that was a lost opportunity, but I wish I had given them some money. And so watch out for those opportunities that are coming up and out, these technology companies that are growing in an incredible, incredible rate. And so technology certainly has an edge, I would say, over the average company, small businesses starting, whether it's a restaurant or life coaching or fitness. Technology just has, if you can incorporate technology, it definitely becomes a little bit more interesting. That's for sure. Who else started a business without a billion-dollar business? Not just any business, but a billion-dollar business. They've cleared their billions, multiple billion dollars. What about Apple? Apple started in 1976. Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs selling Apple One computer. Who knew? And they're not just a billion-dollar company. They're a trillion-dollar company, right? And so there's reasons. There's these, those of you that are sitting in your garage now, or you're working with your colleagues on what you think is going to be that next big thing. And technology really, like I said, technology really has this advantage. Am I saying that you shouldn't do a business plan? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying sometimes there's a business that comes along, these businesses comes along, and the magic happens. The something different. And all of a sudden, they're off to the races. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, which is really getting interesting over at Meta, but that's not what we're talking about today. A Harvard student, social networking, just wanting to connect with friends and campus folks, and all of a sudden, it's this global phenomenon. It wasn't a business. It's trying to hang out. Like Google and Yahoo, it wasn't a business. And this is what I'm saying. Some of these businesses that are businesses were not businesses. They weren't thinking of them as being a business. So you may be working on something and you're just trying to solve something in your own space and community that is, and when I say community, that is intimate community, right? Or like Mark Zuckerberg, it's just social networking locally, campus. So the magic happened, and all of a sudden people are like, hey, this is really cool. They want to do more of this. Remember what was before Facebook? Do you guys remember what came before Facebook? Inquiring minds want to know whether or not you remember what was before Facebook. And it was the big deal, right? It was the social phenomenon. You guys remember MySpace? Yeah, MySpace was the big thing. Until Facebook disrupted what they probably thought would be around in a very big way for a very long time. What about companies that aren't or weren't in the tech space? And was there a tech space, right? What about Disney? Right. When Walt Disney started, there wasn't an original business plan. And I'm going to do this great company and we're going to do animated films and we're going to. No. He started filming the Alice comedies. That, of course, was part of the birthing, really, if I could say it that way, Alice's Wonderland. No business plan. So there's a lot that can happen with no business plan. A lot can happen with businesses. Would I say this is the norm? I would not say this is the norm. I'm saying that. Don't give up on your dreams and don't give up on what you're endeavoring to do because the business plan is not in place. You certainly can put business plans in place. I certainly don't. If you can do it, do it. I don't recommend just not doing it. If you can do it early on, do it early on for sure. And there's some reasons for that, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But let's go to a commercial break. Listen to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge. On AM 1220 KDOW. Money, money, money.
Welcome back. Welcome in. I love that bass line on this song. The bass line is so awesome. Old school song. So, billion-dollar companies that started without a business plan. I got a secret for you. Now, some of these, like I said, were not. The idea was not to be in business. They weren't looking to be in business. Some of these were students. Homework assignments, right? I spent most of my master's program using my projects as an opportunity to write all the planning for my company, for Small Business Concierge. Transitioning my Business on the Edge company to Small Business Concierge. So college programs can be a really great way to work things out. And for those that are in the tech community and field, you're building things, right? You're building, innovating. And I've had the great opportunity to be on panels that the students' projects to determine whether or not they have something that could go to market. And you would be amazed at some of the things that these students, college students, come up with that could be really, really great products. They could get them to market. So a lot of Pepsi was in 1898, a pharmacist and drugstore owner developed a fountain drink called Brad's Drink. And he was his own distributor, selling it in his store. They made the drink and people bought it. And it would be, they really got their first push in 1909. Remember, this started back in 1898. An auto racer, Barney Oldfield, endorsed the drink, liked the drink, loved the drink. Great. Refreshing. I love Pepsi, by the way. I just, Pepsi and a Snickers goes a long way on a late night cold Pepsi. But it took 11 years for it to really take off. So be patient. And doing a business plan doesn't, and I know there's this, I want to grow organically. Well, that's an interesting concept. There's some debate there. Growing organically and naturally could also mean that it never really takes off. The planning, the business planning, certainly is a well thought out document that is realistic, not high in the sky, but realistic, planned out, certainly is a document that can be shopped around. Be shopped around to lenders, angels, VCs, family members, friends that may want to get in on your deal. Certainly more than one way to skin a cat. And like I said in my example, coming into this show, talking about business plans in a very different way and saying that, can a business have radical success, remarkable even success, without a business plan? Or let me just say it this way, without starting with a business plan. Sure. I recently encountered a new client that was assigned to me and through the SBDC program, Small Business Development Center program, a program that is a federally funded program by the Small Business Administration. And they certainly get funding from states and other organizations to keep these programs going throughout the nation. And the client and myself could not, you know, they just wanted to focus on sales. And they're like, I don't want to do any of the business plan. I don't want to do any of the things. And I think I mentioned this before. I was really just trying to triage them just to see where they were at. And it was just really difficult to get a word in edgewise. And it just wasn't going to be a fit. You know, do I hope that they end up being wildly successful? Sure. Do I think it's going to happen? I think these stars that come out, this is not happening every day. We're certainly seeing much more, like I said, in the tech space, because we have a tech space, a technology space in a very different way. There's always engineering and technology. And we have this new form of technology and applications and people building apps that we've taken out the middleman to sell because of the World Wide Web and how we can access different types of technology and resources. Do I think that they're going to be the fly on the wall that is the next big thing? I don't know. Do I want to hang my hat on just that and that my, I got in a wonderful, wonderful debate with an innovator, an inventor yesterday, one of my other clients, and we spent 20 minutes. It was really fun, too. We're going to have to think about how to make that into some sort of game, but business game. But they were trying to convince me that they could take their innovative idea and sell it to a company, the world's largest company at that, in a specific field and area, and it would be gravy. It would be a great opportunity for them to have this whole new stream of income. I'm like, they could have done that a long time ago without you. What makes you think they're going to think about how they're going to spend their next $10 million to invest or to scale or to grow? And you have something that looks like an accessory. And an industry they don't want to be in. So I got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in. We are talking about how you could be successful without a business plan, without starting with a business plan. I don't want to make you think that you never need a business plan and you never need to do planning. That's just not the case. It just means that sometimes you're getting started or you're not getting started. Again, you are merely tinkering around with something, or you want to fix something to make your world simplified, more simplified, like Cisco. 1984, when Leonard Bosack wanted to communicate with his wife across campus at Stanford. So he made a router to be able to do that and realized that he was onto something. Sometimes you're onto something because if you keep trying to solve even your own personal problems when you're in business, you're certainly trying to improve what you're doing and making it better and packaging and all of these different things for your customers to gain access to your products and services. But he realized he was onto something. So went into business, mortgaged his house. 3 years after that, they were selling $250,000 worth of routers per month, just because he wanted to. So there's something about communication there, right? For your spouses, if you want to communicate, build something, some tech to be able to communicate. So that's what's interesting. So let me put some other context around this, that I think it's fantastic that you have these phenomena. But if the United States, we have 99.9% of small businesses in the country. California has 99.8% of small businesses in the state, right? And in the country, 99.9%. If every small business was a phenomenon, it would be phenomenal. Right? It really would be. So what is that telling me? It's telling me that most of the small businesses are not having that extraordinary success. When 2023, the median income for small businesses in the United States was $50,934. Wow. That's not $1 billion. And I've got a secret for you that I didn't want to share earlier, is that I'd like to go as far to say is that most businesses do not start with a business plan. Most. Some do, but I would say most business or people who know that they want to be in business, not those that are just doing a school project and they just kind of fall into it organically. don't have a business plan, have been operating and running their business and trying to do things. My first business, I didn't have a business plan for 5 years. And I was able to grow it to an initial six-figure company to move things even further ahead. I started writing a business plan many, many years ago and had to learn about things that I had no idea, I had no concept of business model. What are you talking about? Come on, let's just be honest. You know, this is not intuitive. What is an idea assessment? Where did that come from? I just want to sell whatever I love to do or whatever I'm building or whatever I'm making. That's the American dream. That's the go into your garage and build something and let's see if we can make it marvelous. I got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome in to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. All things small business, all things aspiring entrepreneurs, startups, existing businesses. Wherever you're at in your business journey, whether you have a business plan or not, it is certainly an adventure. It's certainly an adventure. So here's some things before we get back into my wrap-up comments and thoughts regarding businesses with no business plan and some of the other data that's out there that needs to weigh in on this. So let's just get into it. I just want businesses, small businesses, whatever you're thinking, growing and scaling and developing, even if you're the hobbyist and you're just kind of doing something, I'm not really thinking of it as a business. At some point, planning is necessary. Articulating the idea, the concept is important. Where you want to take it is important. Certainly, if you have your eyes set on becoming a $10 billion company, if you have your eyes set on being comfortably successful, that planning is necessary. How many of you would buy a house if there was no planning into it when it was built? They just kind of threw it together and said, hey, there's no real foundation here, but it'll stand up for a while. And a big storm comes or hurricane season comes, wherever it depends where you're at. Think about it. Think about the early days of just humankind. What do we like about our home? We like the foundation. It allows the home to be fortified, stand. It can't be easily knocked down. Can it be knocked down? Sure, we've seen it. Your business is like that. Your business having the right foundation or a necessary foundation repositions you statistically. It gives you a higher percentage rate for success. If you're not one of the unicorns, these are unicorns. These are unicorns that I've talked about. These are unicorns. Disney, Pepsi, Cisco. You've got Walmart, Sam Walmart, Sam Walton. How he got started. He just wanted to, he was already working in a kind of a five and dime department store, and his ideas were welcome. Sometimes they're not welcomed where you work. And so you may need to launch out on your own. Unicorns. And when you're technology, things can go really fast. I don't know that I would really call Walmart a unicorn or Pepsi a unicorn. But what I'm saying is those businesses didn't initially start with a business plan. Doesn't mean that they didn't create one. Doesn't mean that they, obviously, if you go back and they opened up their business, the structure of the business, you're going to find a whole lot of planning. But the reality is, and all of these wonderful things, is that even though it's challenging building a business, with or without a business plan for that matter, there has to be strategy planning. There has to be a place. There has to be some considerations for you to really have a formidable posturing to build and grow. Is it always necessary for success? No, we've seen success. Again, my example of if you graduate from high school and don't go to college, does that mean you can't be a billionaire? No. Does it mean that? With a clear vision and business planning, adaptability, and a strong leadership and entrepreneurs, you can achieve remarkable results. And you can capitalize on the uncertainty. You can embrace the uncertainty and capitalize on opportunities that you can see coming. So planning is important. You know, one of my favorite websites that I like is Investopedia. And if you are not familiar with Investopedia, check it out, investopedia.com. And so when you look at Investopedia, and they talk about there's four overarching reasons why businesses fail. I just gave you a number, $50,934, the median revenue for small businesses that are 99.9% of businesses in the country. Only 5% of small businesses achieve $1 million, let alone $1 billion. These businesses, Google, Yahoo, Cisco, all of them started as small businesses. They were small business owners. A small business owner is a small business is defined as fewer than 500 employees. If you're non-manufacturing, $7.5 million in sales. And one out of the four reasons is I got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to give you those four reasons from Investopedia. Listen to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome in. Nice. Welcome into the bottom of our show. You unicorns out there, you go and crush it. You guys are so totally awesome. We need the unicorns. Unicorns are exciting. It it stirs you up for that entrepreneurial genius in you. Says, hey, I can, maybe I'm a unicorn. And some of us are, we're the growing slow and steady, which is also fine. Before I was rudely interrupted to go to a commercial break, paying the bills, Investopedia is a really, really super tool for those of you that are in business, small business, finance industry. It's just an incredible, incredible tool. A lot of fantastic articles. And so as I was doing my deep study, I've done some very, very deep study and would like to take it deeper. We'll see what happens in my future if I get to do that. But really studying small business failures and births and deaths and all of that. But the four most common reasons that Investopedia, and you'll see that this argument is in this, and again, not argument, but this debate and this conversation is one that continues, and we want to really kind of look at it. And there's some similarities to all of them. So my research found that there's some similarities, and all of them have one thing. They have more than one thing in common, but the four reasons for Investopedia is one, financing hurdles. And so maybe next week I'll talk about these unicorns and companies that started with no money, no money or low money. And here they are. But financing, not having working capital, not having the resources that they need. Lack of management, inadequate management. Not knowing how to manage and lead teams. There's so many nuances to being a small business owner other than you being the owner and becoming whatever it is that does not help you manage well, which I certainly recommend getting some training, getting some skills, taking some certifications, develop that skill to be a senior level professional. Number three, business planning ineffective. This is by far financing and business planning. Number one reasons. It says, well, you can't have two number ones. Well, we are going to have two number ones today. They are tying for first place. Small businesses overlooking, according to Investopedia, the importance of effective business planning prior to opening their doors. A sound business plan should include, and it has a list of minimum things, which I certainly agree with, like a clear description of your business. Hello, anyone home? So although you can have some successes, even if you're not a billion-dollar company, you could be a $250,000 company, and that's comfortable for you, and you don't have a business plan. Something that I tell my clients, if you don't have a business plan, though, I guarantee you're leaving money on the table. Business planning, when you start getting into that process, the creative juices start flowing, and other ways that you can package and present your products and services, or even areas that you might not even be thinking about as a revenue stream. You have to get into that thinking. You have to get into allowing yourself to build. And it does not have to be a 100-page plan. But put something in place so you can see your direction, your map, your roadmap, your business model canvas that says this is a live, these are live documents. So they change and they have different iterations. Sure. But I would strongly recommend that when, as soon as you know that this is going to be something more than a school project, start planning. It doesn't have to be a formal plan. Start writing things down. Get a journal. You've got digital journals. You've got old. I'm both. I'm an old school and digital journal. Number four, marketing mishaps. Marketing is amazing because some businesses think they don't have to market. I'm like, seriously, you're not thinking about how much it's going to cost or any of that. And you're not prepared to really build your brand, your name, reaching your prospects. So much out there. But kudos to the unicorns out there. We celebrate you, you Googles, you Googlers and Googles and Yahoos out there. Keep it going. Keep it coming. For those that are coming up, go for it. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Be good to somebody out there.